From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Simon Wiesenthal said that evil did not die with Adolf Hitler in the bunker, that it's a myth to think that with the end of Nazism, that was the end of atrocities. He did not view his work as making amends for the past. He viewed his work as protecting the future.
I frankly have too many unanswered questions about the nominee to justify a vote confirming him to this enormously important lifetime position.
Judge Roberts is a man of integrity. I take him at his word that he does not have an ideological agenda. For me, a vote to confirm requires faith that the words he spoke to us have meaning.
This is a big, dangerous storm. It's a massive storm. I urge all Gulf residents, not just the ones in Texas and the border of Louisiana, to pay attention to where the storm is going and pay attention to the track of the storm.
I feel just as safe sitting here in this metal structured building as I would out there on the freeways, not moving at all.
If they tell you to evacuate, you should evacuate. I think that's just common sense for, you know, anybody's safety.
These were nursing home patients and they died awaiting to be pulled out of the bus. We believe that several of these patients had oxygen. They might have been carrying some extra oxygen inside the bus, and that's one of the reasons why the fire was so intense.
Winds in Category 2 won't be doing any structural damage at this point, but it's still going to be causing trees to be coming down and a lot of debris flying through the air, so it's certainly not safe if you're in the core of the storm to be out and about.
For a storm that was supposed to be the largest storm in the history of the Gulf bearing down on Houston, we have come out reasonably well.